بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is a hadith I'd like to share. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's narrated that he said that on the day of judgment that mimbars of gold, so platforms of gold, will be set up for the prophets that they will sit on. But my mimbar will be left empty. I won't be sitting on it. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as my teachers explained, that he will be busy that day. And he says, I won't be sitting on it. I'll be standing in front of my Lord, standing upright for fear that he will send me to Jannah. And my ummah will remain after me. And so I say, oh, my Lord, my ummah, ummati. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal, he says, oh, Muhammad, what do you want that I do with your ummah? And I will say, oh, my Lord, hasten their hisab, their accounting. And I will keep on doing shafa'ah, interceding for them, until I am given notes, like cards or something that's written on, about for men, i.e. cards for men that have been sent to the fire, i.e. to take them out. And until... So he's going to keep on doing this, keep on interceding, and then asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free these people, these Muslims, from the fire. And he will go and get them from the fire. And then until Malik, the caretaker of the fire, he says to me, oh, Muhammad, you have not left the fire for the anger of your Lord, for any of your ummah. I.e. you have taken all of your ummah out. You haven't left that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows his anger, his attribute of intiqam and vengeance, that he shows his anger in your ummah, in your nation. You haven't left any of that for the fire. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how much the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much he sacrifices, how much he gives up his comforts. We see that, of course, in this life, throughout his seerah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even so, in the akhirah, his mimbar will be empty, as he will be busied with going from the arush to the fire, getting doing intercession and getting people out from the fire. And I want to also mention another hadith, which Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, she says that I saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was in a good mood, so I said, oh, Messenger of Allah, make dua to Allah for me. And he said, oh, Allah, forgive Aisha whatever she has done from sins, and whatever has come before, and whatever's come after, and whatever she has done privately, and whatever she's done openly. So Sayyidah Aisha was so happy when she heard this dua that she laughed so much that she fell to her side, like she said, her health fell into her lap. She was so happy. And so the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, does my dua make you happy? And she said, why should I not be happy with your dua? Like, of course, you know, mashallah. So he says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wallahi, I swear by Allah, this is my dua for my ummah in every prayer. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a dua that he makes, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for all of us in every prayer. So I want to end with that and see how much sallallahu alaihi wasallam he remembers us. Should we not remember him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Jazallahu anna sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam huwa ahlu walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.